Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the broadcast for Wednesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. This is Brother Ricky saying praise the Lord, and I hope you'll be found somewhere in the house of God this evening as we end up the last service of the year. You know, we started out the year, New Year's Day was on Wednesday, and then, of course, now New Year's Eve ending up on Wednesday this year. And 2025 has been a good year. We've preached a lot of places. Thank you, all you preachers who've let me preach this year. You know, I don't campaign for meetings, and I don't try to do that. I let the Lord just put me where He wants me to go. And you say, preacher, you'd have a lot more meetings if you'd campaign and put yourself out there. Well, I just let the Lord do it, and then that way I'll go where the Lord wants me to go. Amen? And I praise the Lord for the things that God's let me do down through the years and special services I've preached. And, yeah, there's things I'd like to do. I'd like to do some prayer conferences and missions conferences and things. But, you know, that's up to the Lord, and that's the Lord's will and revivals and things. I love doing things like that. But I just want the Lord to be in it, wherever it is, whatever it is. And we got some stuff going for this coming year. I believe it'll be a real help. And then here in the ministry, I've got some ideas that we want to do in 2026. I hope to be making an announcement or two that I think is really going to help the radio audience. So I want you to pray about that. And maybe two announcements that we're going to be working on for this coming year. Amen. Appreciate all of our supporting churches. If you are not a supporting church, I hope you'll take us on as a missions project. You'd be surprised what $50 or $100 a month would do. And we reach the market area of about 6 million people a day on radio, and you could be a part of that. Amen. And I hope you'll take advantage of that, and I hope you'll have a great new year. I want you to do something now tomorrow. Start out reading your Bible and praying. Now, reading your Bible is important. Don't ever let anybody tell you it's not. Reading your Bible is important. It'll clean you. It'll clean you. Amen. It's just like the, you know, you've heard me tell a little story about the little boy. His grandpa, they were fishing, and the grandpa told him to clean the bucket out, and he come back, and the bucket had holes, and the water squirting out, and he did it about three times, and the boy got aggravated with his grandpa, and he said, "Don't that old man know that this bucket won't hold water?" And he said, "Grandpa, this bucket just won't hold water." He said, "I know it, son, but look in there. It's cleaner than it was when we started." Well, we're leaky vessels, but I tell you one thing. You read your Bible, you'll be cleaner than you was when you started. Amen. Father, on this New Year's Eve, thank you for blessing us this year. You've crowned this year with goodness, and for that we're grateful. Thank you for every station, every preacher, everybody that's had a part. Now, Lord, as we go into next year, help us in Jesus' name. Help the message to have free course today in Jesus' name. Amen. The message of the Word of the Lord. Spiritual song, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. I want to make melody in my heart to the Lord, don't you? Now, did you know some great songs come right after a trial? Psalm number 40. Now, we use this as salvation, but the context of the Scripture is a man going through a horrible trial. And in verse number 3, God delivers him from that trial. He said this, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Do you sing in your valleys or whine? Uh-oh. Do I sing in my valleys or whine? Uh-oh. Hey, let me tell you something. Do I tell people how good God is? Amen. When God brings me out of that valley, do I sing? Do I praise Him? I told you the story about how the song got written. 2019, I wrote the song. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. I'm sick as a dog, and I couldn't go anywhere. And I'd tell my wife on Friday, say, we'd go out and eat tonight. Next Friday come, couldn't go out and eat. I stayed sick for weeks. I was sitting there in the room, one of the spare room, my house, the room we really don't use much. I was sitting there in that room one morning, and I was listening to my Bible on my phone. And I come across that verse that said, ye are of more value than many sparrows. And the Holy Ghost said to me, son, if I care about the sparrow out there in the field, I care about you. Amen. And God put a song in my heart, ye are more value than many sparrows. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A sparrow don't mean much to this world, but God cares when to the ground one falls. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Jesus takes care of it all. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. All your trouble and heartache God knows. He reaches down from His throne above with His great arms of love. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. A sparrow or two sparrows were sold for a farthing. A greater price was placed on man's soul. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Jesus died to make men whole. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. All your trouble and heartache God knows. He reaches down from His throne above with His great arms of love. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. He reaches down from His throne above with His great arms of love. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Are you saved? If you're saved, do you have a song in your heart? Boy, some songs. I've got some books that's got the history of the hymns in it. And just about all of our hymns came out of somebody coming through a great difficulty, a trouble, or a trial. Do you know the man that wrote "Where We'll Never Grow Old"? They said he died at 45 years old. The man that wrote "Must I Go" and "Empty-Handed," he got saved and then died shortly thereafter. Let me tell you something. Some of these fellows went through heartbreak. But in the middle of your heartbreak, God can put a song in your life. Some of you, God's delivered you from cancer. Why, you ought to sing to God. If you can sing to choir, if you can sing somewhere, a special song, you ought to sing. Amen. Why, some of you, God delivered you from a great operation. The doctors gave you up to die, but God delivered you. You ought to shout right there. It's all right. Just get by your radio and shout one time. Woo! Amen. Nobody ain't going to hear you but the cat, and it won't know what you're doing. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. You ought to just praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, preacher, what in the world's God into you today? Are you singing or preaching? Doing a little of both. God is good to me. Hallelujah. God is good to me. Hallelujah. God is good to me. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. I got to sing you one more verse of that. Dear ladies in heaven now. She wrote me a letter. I was singing that song on the radio one day. She said, preacher, I got you another verse to go along with it. And it went like this. God is God to me. Hallelujah. God is God to me. Hallelujah. God is God to me. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Boy, ain't the Lord good. When He saves you, put a song in your heart. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. David said this, or the psalmist said this. Amen. He said this. He said that he had a song. Amen. He said he put a new song. I'm going to read it again. The Bible said in Psalm 40, verse number 3, and He hath put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Praise Him. Now, number 3. Not only has He given me salvation for my hope and a song in my heart, but He's put a sword in my hand. He gave me a sword. He gave me the Bible. You see, if you're not saved, you do not nor cannot understand the Bible. Now don't come to me and say, preacher, I'm lost, but I understand the Bible. No, you can't. You don't understand the Bible. I'm going to prove that to you in just a minute. You hang on to that thought, all right? Let me read to you from Ephesians 6:17. The Bible says, and take the sword of the Spirit. And take the helmet of salvation. I've got that. And the sword of the Spirit, they go together. That's the Bible, which is the Word of God. Hell, you want to fight the devil? Let me stop right here and say, you want to fight the devil? Fight him with the Bible. Now, you ain't going to fight the devil by posting things on social media about him. I want you to understand that. Many people think they're going to win the war of sin and devils and demons in America by posting things on social media. It don't work that way. You listen, you only win against the devil with the Bible and prayer and fasting. That's your tools. And 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. You want them old strongholds to leave? Get to praying, get to fasting, get in your Bible. Amen. Now, I'm going to read to you. Amen. When you get saved, you get access to, I told you this story. When I first got saved, about how the preacher put the giant print Bible in my hand. I built the ark with Noah, and I rode across the Red Sea with Moses, and I was in the den of lions with Daniel, and I went to the bottom of the ocean with Jonah, in the whale's belly. I was right there, boy. I had to love my Bible, don't you? Gave me a thirst for the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, but the natural man, that's the fleshly part. That's the lost part, amen, before you got saved. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. Let me tell you something. You only get the Bible, to understand it, through the Holy Spirit teaching you. But God put a sword in my hand. God give me a Bible. Why, brother, listen, I know how to fight the enemies of this old world in God through the Bible. Brother, you know what I'm supposed to do with the Bible? Read it. Study it. Meditate in it. Do it. Live it. Preach it. Give it. Amen. I'm doing all that with the Bible. Hallelujah. Ain't that a wonderful thing about the Bible? It's such a wonderful book. The Bible is the book of God, the Word of the Lord, not a word of the Lord. It's not just, well, there might be a version for you and a version for me. No, no. It's the Word of the Lord. It's God's Word. The King James Bible, amen. Translated in 1611, amen. And then revised English, had some English revisions in it. And now we have the King James Bible. I doubt most of you don't have a 1611 version, because you couldn't read it if you had it, but all the English, the old English in it. But you have that translation. And by the way, quit picking it apart. Just read it and enjoy it and believe it. I believe if God had wrote in there that Jonah had swallowed a whale, I'd believe that too. Amen. I just believe what God said in the Bible. Listen, we're a whole lot better off in America when we just believe the Bible. Now we went down to the university and we got so educated, our brain done rolled out our ear, and we know this and that, and we picked it all apart, and none of it don't apply to us. Hey, hogwash. Let me tell you something, friend. The Bible's the Word of God. And it's about time you get back to fearing it and believing it and trusting it and loving it. And I love it. Oh, don't you? I love my Bible. I tell you what, I love my Bible. I thank God for it. I probably preach more about the Bible than any one subject, it and prayer. It's my two things I probably preach on. You say, boy, Cuthbert, every time we hear you talking about the Bible and you're talking about prayer, that's the things that'll work, brother. You want a better home, get your Bible back in it. You want a better church, put your Bible back in there. Throw them old Dr. Bottle Stopper's books out of there and get your Bible. I'm not saying that you can't use certain things, but I'm saying get the Bible. You want your nation to be better off, put the Bible back in it. We had one woman in the early 1960s that she sued the United States government, took the Bible out of schools. Well, where's the fundamental Baptist that would sue and get the Bible back in the school? Brother, we say we believe the Bible. Well, we don't even live it. Amen. Let's live it. Let's love it. Amen. Don't you? God gave it to us. That Bible's a gift to you. It ain't to be tore apart. My wife, years ago, when my wife was 5 years old, my wife is a very curious lady. An intelligent lady. By the way, did you know a lot of inventions came through people having curiosity? But any of y'all remember them old dial phones, them old rotary dial phones? Black phones. Remember that phone company used to sell them for $2 a piece when they wanted to get rid of them? But years ago, my mother-in-law and father-in-law gave Christy, my wife, when she was 5 years old, one of them dial rotary phones to play with. Now, a normal child would have dialed numbers on it and made out like they were talking, but not my wife. You know what my wife did? She took that thing apart. She wanted to see what was on the inside of it. She said, well, I knew I'd done wrong with those coils and springs started rolling out of that thing. I couldn't get them back. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say something to you. Now, you can't mess up the Word of God, but quit trying to take it apart and just use it. Amen? Now, she'd have used that phone. She'd probably been a little bit better off, but she took it apart. Amen? But let me tell you something. You know what? Some people, they just take things apart. Well, friend, we come to the end of our Wednesday, New Year's Eve, December 31st, radio broadcast, the last daily broadcast of the year. I really thank you for being a part of our listening audience this year. I hope you'll have a friend and neighbor tune us in. Remember, today's message is available free of charge on CD or by email. The R number is R487. We'll give you the address at the end. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the heart.